sound funny, that's because. You may be seated. Now, you got an assignment on I Am Clean Before the Lord. We want to take that out. And I need to give you some fair warning about a test coming up a week from today. Now, come on. You came to school to learn. Part of that process is test. One ought not to have a cow over a test. That's right. It will be a week from today, and it will be on the subject of vowels. You will be tested on your vowels and what they sound like coming out of you. And you will either be tested on I Am Clean Before the Lord, the King in His Beauty, or I Choose to Believe. One of those three.
This is a singing test. Yes, I will.
Excuse me. That was I Am Clean Before My Lord, King in His Beauty, or I Choose to Believe. Your vowel shape, how properly it's shaped, the consistency of your vowels, etc. However, you will be singing words. You will not be singing the vowels only. Which is harder. That is harder to do. So, you will be tested and graded accordingly. Because today, we will begin consonants today, because we'll probably finish this I Am Clean Before My Lord in just a few moments. So, incidentally, I am going to need the blackboard. If a couple of gentlemen want to run in and get it, please. Yes. It will be whatever it will be. We should be prepared, however, for solo. Oh, there it is. Good. I'm going to move it back against the steps so I can tilt it towards the ladies. Thank you. You may sing your part. Somebody's math is arithmetic. Okay. what was I going to tell you? Oh, matter of courtesy. I'm a spiritual orientation teacher, and I usually bring this in spiritual orientation class, but I'll also bring it in this class. As a matter of courtesy to your teachers in the Bible College, when the top of the hour bell rings, it is time to conclude your conversation. And when the student is standing or whatever he's doing and he is attempting to get the attention of the class to begin, you should not finish your conversation. You should break it off, exactly. We can waste copious amounts of time. In fact, I went through this with my spiritual orientation class and showed them that if there are 30 students in a class, and the teacher, because of the conversation or the late arrival of the students, especially in a class like this, if only half of you are here, it's much harder to really get cooking until you're all here. And say we start 2 minutes late every class period, and there are 30 class periods in the semester, which there are in this case. So we have 30 students times 2 minutes. That's 1 hour right there. Times 30 class periods is 30 hours of wasted student time. That is not redeeming the time for the hours late. Now, I learned this back in seventh grade from Fred Grant, my algebra teacher. Or eighth grade it was. And no, he wasn't my algebra teacher. He was my wrestling coach. And also our English teacher. And we were a real yappy bunch, you know. And he went through that with us one time. We all just sat there dumbfounded. You know, and of course, it was through a whole, you know, school year. It was thousands and thousands of hours and this sort of thing. And that made an impression on me, and I've always remembered it. And I've always attempted to be courteous in Bible College classes to other teachers, and the same way in college classes when I was in college, when the professor walked through the door, you didn't talk anymore. That's the way it was. They were given all due respect of a petty despot or possibly a demigod. And just as a matter of courtesy, I think it would be helpful to the other teachers. None of us are real punchy about it. At least I'm not. I'm probably more punchy maybe than some of the others. But I've seen pastors just kind of stand there and wait for everybody to be quiet. And he doesn't ever do it. And like, all right, I'm waiting around for everybody to be quiet. He just kind of does because he's kind and sweet and that sort of thing. And I think, boy, that's a couple of minutes that we could be getting the pearls of great price that God has so marvelously given our pastor or the other teachers. And, you know, we do this every class period, and especially if it's a 4 or 5 hour class, we're really losing a lot of truth that we could be gaining. Plus, it causes teachers to tend to go overtime. But that's always a waste of time because everybody's putting the notes away and clicking the notebooks, and they're yelling to be heard over the clatter in the room as people are preparing to leave. So just a thought to maybe help us consider how we can more effectively use little bits of time that can be really important. Okay, we're on the subject of I am clean before the Lord, which is overloaded with all kinds of short vowel sounds. Good. So we'll just quickly sing through it once we review.
You don't get the river right. You sing to the Lord a half a mile later. It's a mile later. One, two,
thank you.
So you just pick it up in the end. Yeah. But you don't have two different syllables, you don't have two different notes. That's all there is to it. It's an eighth note. One, two. Like me, I can maintain that 6 minutes, but as I hear a group going flat, I will brighten my 6 minutes. And if the group goes flat and flatter, I will get brighter and brighter until eventually I will be above 6 minutes. This is the result of the leader being a good outfit, of having a traffic driver. This is not common. He's just a month of time. He can't stand it. This is long enough. And so they go for a highway, they lose a deep form and they hold a cue. If they have them in their voice. Paula, him, has a very high range of voice. But see, you know, I have to land on the note to go to the high range of voice to go over two. And then that's substantially higher than the speaking thing is much before the steps are up and the entire thing is not good. That's an exciting thing. Maybe next to something like that. She has really worked on it, though. She's improved the pitch for a little bit too much. But years ago, and what she was doing is a minor thing to get down to the voice of the
two.
Okay, on the ascending eighth note passages, after that, especially after the third phrase, when you go into the fourth phrase, sopranos, you're being, you're relaxing. You're relaxing into that phrase because you think, well, the hard stuff's done. You know, I am clean, and you hit clean flat because you relax into it instead of maintain support. You maintain support throughout the entire length of the piece until sometime next month. Now, that's not overstatement. You may say, well, it is. It's hyperbole, admittedly. But the hyperbole is designed to make a point that you do not release support until sometime after the piece is over. Y'all are releasing your support whenever you want to. Making in words, in between phrases, whenever you take a breath, you're releasing your support. Don't do that. Maintain the energy, the support, the shape, etc., throughout the length of the piece of music. That's the way it's done. If you don't do that, you might as well go home. 1, 2. Weak, unenergetic, dead. 1, 2. Aggressive like Tom was. Tom was at least a major third away from the pitch, but he burped out something. He was aggressive. And you've got to be aggressive. Say, I'm not aggressive, I'm just kind of a little lady. If you ever get into intercessory prayer, you'll learn to be aggressive. You don't passively let the demons walk all over the church. You learn to fight, and you can learn to, and aggression is not strictly and exclusively a masculine characteristic. There are places and times when a woman is to be aggressive. And by aggression, I don't mean you take a rifle and head off down the street shooting people. I simply mean by the attitude in which you take something. I mean, if you raise kids, you learn to be aggressive. You know what I mean. In other words, you have assertive, I guess would be a better word. Assertive. Aggressive, you know, take charge, take control. If you do anything for God, you've got to learn to be assertive. And singing, you cannot sing if you're not assertive. You cannot make music if you're not assertive. You've got to know when the first piece of piece is, and you've got to sing there. And you've got to sing there with confidence and with assertiveness. And it's kind of flopping in the beginning of pieces of music, which has become the habit of this organization, is totally improper. I didn't teach you that. You allowed yourself to do that. I taught you just the opposite. Also flopping in and out of phrases, which has also become a habit of this organization. It's totally inappropriate because I didn't teach you to do that. I taught you what word and said it was a key word in this group. Precision, didn't I? I did. And so precision is something you should always be striving for, but you only do that if you are assertive with the music. Now, some of you are very assertive, and I appreciate it. And sometimes I have to say, no, you're not there, you're not right there, the rhythm's wrong there, you're too loud there, something like that. That is no problem to me, and it should be no problem to you. And any mental concept of he doesn't understand, he's sticking on me, or but my voice, or any of this other thing, you don't know how little sleep I've had over the last 6 weeks, emotionally I'm just not up to this. Any kind of this sort of thinking is totally inappropriate for this class or any other rehearsal or organization. We do not function in the ministry according to these external things. You understand? And you are getting a practical application of these principles. Many people go through this Bible college and never have the practical experience of having to overcome in the ministry.
Never. That's why we have the Master of Ministries program, to give you the opportunity. And because if they do get involved in ministry, they only involve themselves according to what they feel, not according to what should be. They volunteer until the going gets rough, and then they're no longer available. They are in Sunday school until they realize how much work it's going to take, and then they all of a sudden know where to go. And they get into music ministry, except, you know, I had to do this, and I just didn't see, and, you know, this kind of thing, and then they know where to be found again. I mean, it happens more, I think, than it doesn't happen around here. And it's totally inappropriate. The ministry of God is a commitment, right? You learned that last semester in PHASMNNG1, whatever it is. And this class is a practical application of that, okay? You need to be assertive. You need to be aggressive. You need to be determined, and you need to think, but there's so much to concentrate on, I can never do it. If you never do it, you will never do it. See? And a defeatist attitude is totally improper. It is hard the first time. Okay? You ever watch yourself play your first tennis game? It's like a videotape of that. The first time that how about your first piano lesson? Like a videotape of that. Anything that you do in life that's worth doing is hard the first time. It can even be hard the 12th time. But the point is, if you don't do it, you won't get it. And you won't have it, and you won't see. The first time you look at the Greek alphabet, it isn't enough to make a person. So they fold up their books and head off, you know, and become a welder. I'm going to be a welder for God. I am not going to be a scholar. But once you've got the Greek alphabet, and once you understand the grammar, which I don't, still I'm trying, but once you have it, you've got it. See, it's hard the first time. It's confusing and difficult sometimes. And you've got all this data, and you've got to keep all this, and you've got to concentrate on this, pitch the fork, shape in the back, bow shape in front, follow the part, follow the beat beside, follow the record. Here's it does, you know, it's kind of like, how many arms y'all think I got? Well, you got to have enough. Because that's what you've got to do. This music isn't, unfortunately, isn't something that you need to take one little block and set it there and examine it, walk around it, have some fun with it, see how it works, watch it happen, try it out, hands-on experience, this sort of thing, and then take block two and do the same thing with it. And then you eventually stick them together. And then, you learn how to operate the two of them together. Music comes in bigger blocks than that. They come in these kind of preformed walls that you've got to chip up. There's a lot of elements to those walls, and building one of those walls can be complex and difficult. And so you start out with all this stuff, all at once, and that's just one preformed wall. What we're talking about today is just one thing. When I get into consonants, some of you are going to be fried to try to keep up with it. If you're not doing what we're doing now, consonants will become a total. You will not be consistent with them, and your grade will plummet. As you know, it shows that you're not trying to get, or you're not able to get because of effort, not because of up here, but because of effort. Everything. And beyond consonants, I mean, that's just the beginning. We've talked about some expressions, but we really haven't gotten into making music, unity, and oneness. We haven't got there. We're still struggling with tone production. We're still struggling with maintaining support to a phrase, and that sort of thing. These are things you should have got last semester. But you see, as I told you, it's not something that you get from me. You just get the information. You got to get it. It's like any sport. Music is just like a sport. You learn a particular move in fencing. See, your instructor doesn't, by osmosis, you know, come up and lay hands on you. And all of a sudden, it flows out of the pores of his hands into the pores of your shoulder. And all of a sudden, then you have that particular move in fencing. You've got to work it and work it and learn it and struggle and get close and pinched and deep until finally you've got the move. All you get is a data from the instructor. He might even show you how it's done 20 times. Same way with wrestling or any contact sport or any particular skiing, especially. Someone will show you a move, tell you a move, and then you look like an idiot for the next 6 months while you're trying to learn this move. But idiot you look until eventually you've got it down to coordination of muscles, etc. But a as an instructor, can't impart that to you. I can impart to you tone production. I can impart to you breath support. I have given you the data. I keep yelling at you to reconsider the data. Same with a vowel shape. I'm giving you assignments, but I cannot impart to you a proper vowel shape. I can tell you what you're doing wrong, and I can tell you when it sounds right. But the rest of it is up to you. Trial and error, experimenting at home, looking in the mirror, working with the pieces of music that we give you to work. Without that, see, you're not learning. It's like a sport. If you don't put yourself into it outside of rehearsal, you won't become what you're here to become. Right?
Right. Capable choral musicians. So, I said all that to say this.
It's time to shake off all this demonic dust, dig ourselves up, and determine to really press on and to get something out of this class. Alright? Some of you are doing that already, and I'm not speaking to you, but I'm speaking to enough of you, I think, that the quality of the class is diminished or is hindered because some of you are not necessarily aware, possibly, that this is what you should be doing. So I think I told you, I think I made it clear. So, aggression, assertiveness, don't succumb to the devil when you come to these doors. Because you know when you come to Bible College, if you've been here very long at all, that the devil is fighting you every step of the way of becoming what God wants to become by participating in the classes of this Bible College. Am I right? Yeah. Wandering minds in class, difficulty, confusion, falling asleep, you name it, and you've always got a reason. I didn't sleep enough last night. That's my advice. I haven't been eating right lately. There's too much peanut butter and jelly in my diet. Going on and on. There are supposedly in our minds legitimate reasons for the way we feel, think, act, etc. But those are always pleasant, demonic hideouts. The demons hide behind the practical reason why you are this way. The demons hide behind that. Refuse to accept the practical reasons, accept abundant life in God, and command the demon to come out from behind that thing, and then throw him out, and refuse to succumb, because they will continue to fight, barrage, and hesitate, and think it's too hard and need to down. So do that. Right? Hopefully you believe in that. Now, let's try this again. One more trip around Mount Sinai.
Watch your E sound basses.
Now, you all need to take notes on this, and I'm going to write down quite a bit of stuff. We get started on comprehension.
Not only will you be preparing for this test in vowels, but I want you all to be sure to practice the exercise Potu Labe
Domini between now and next week, so you have it up.
Practice what you're supposed to be learning from it. And these are the consonants that we will be dealing with.
B, C, S, flat, K, B, F, G, J, K. I might remember the words this is funny. What is that? That is the wrong. K, L, M, N, and N, G, family. P, R, S, T, Z, Z.
Okay. Buck, duck, gif, jik, earth, buck. Right? You will learn these unlike K5 does. They learn B, ball. No, they don't learn buck. No, it's and D dog like that.
They don't say bu or duh. You're going to learn the other way. Okay.
Now, we're going to learn consonants both from the concept of being a beginning consonant or from the concept from the concept of ending consonants. Now, beginning consonants are consonants that begin words or begin syllables of words. Okay? And I'm going to give you a list of one-syllable words that you will be practicing with. So I'll be ready to take down this list of one-syllable words. The one-syllable words for beginning consonants are these. Ready? Ben, as in Benjamin. Call. Dark. Fair. Go. Joy. Love. Some of these are really good words. Man. Near. Pen. As in ballpoint pen. Ray. As in drop of golden sun. Sun, S-O-N. Tear. Vest. And zeal. Now for ending consonants, we will be working with these words. And these correspond to this list of consonants, except for the end. We don't have any words that I can think of beginning with NG. Nying nong. Okay. Ending consonant, or ending consonant, that N-G-E-N-G. Oh, N. Yes. C and K are the same. Oh, what did I do that for?
For Holly. Holly? Didn't mean to do that. My erroneous.
No. That is not a consonant per se. As far as lips, it is a breathing sound, just like in Greek. And it's a breathing sound, we work on it as that, not as a lips, tongue, palate, consonant. Okay, these are the ending ones. Job. Make. Lead, whichever kind you want. Life. Fog. Or Gog and Magog. Fog. We're on G. These are ending consonants. Bridge. Fall. Lamb. Man. Sing. Hope. Fair. Again. Miss. As in Miss Jones or Miss Smith. Tot, T-A-U-G-H-T, tot. Love. And has. H-A-S, has. Now those are the words we use in developing ending consonants. Okay? First of all, what we'll be doing is getting the concept of energetic lips, quick, precise movements of the tongue against the palate, teeth, etc. And then singing these words energetically, first of all concentrating on beginning consonants, and then concentrating on ending consonants. And then we will go from here to actual pieces of music and begin learning to sing strings of words. First of all on a neutral pitch and then actually with a part. And how to go from one consonantal sound to another, how to sing multisyllable words, etc., and how to make the consonants all energetic, powerful, but not overstated. Okay? We will overstate it at the beginning so that you get the sensation of the energy. The problem with this class is that most people are not singing energetic consonants, and they're totally missing from the sound. We're having stopped vowels. That's all we're getting, stopped vowels. And some vowels are even non-existent. Kind of a tone on a non-existent sound, non-language sound. Okay, any questions? Did you get those lists? Do you understand what sounds you're after on the ending consonants? Job is B, make is C or K, lead is D, life is F, fog is G, bridge is J. The actual J sound doesn't exist in English, so it's either DG or N, DJ, a DJ sound or an NJ sound, like cringe, binge, singe, or bridge, fudge, those kind of, the DJ sound. Fall is L, lamb is M, man is N, sing is NG, hope is P, fair is R, miss is S, tot is T, love is V, and has is Z. Okay? Make sense? Look these over between now and Tuesday. No, Friday. We're in 1 week now, aren't we? Between now and Friday. And we will be going to work on consonants and first thing Friday. Come to class energetic in attitude. Okay? Because to do this requires precision and energy. Energy here and concentration. And I want you to get this because it must become, in every singer, automatic. Automatic. And much of music ministry has finally gotten most of this automatic. Much of them have. But this class hasn't. Compared to music ministry, you don't have near the articulation as they do. And some of you are in music ministry, which raises an eyebrow. And so I want you to get it, and I want you to work hard in a concentrated effort while we're working on it so you can get it. I learned this in 3 weeks. I had it down, packed, and I haven't lost it since in 3 weeks. Period. That's all it took. But I concentrated on it for 3 weeks solid, and I got it. You can too. Though you may not have quite as much time at it as I do, you'll have just as much opportunity as I did. Because you'll be getting the information, plus you'll be having about as many hours of singing opportunity to apply it as I did. So I think you can do it. Okay, you're dismissed. See you on Friday. From the south or not.